From Tidbits on September 14th, 2015. This is iPad Pro with Smart Keyboard and Apple Pencil announced. Written by Michael E. Cohen. Apple CEO Tim Cook opened the iPad portion of Apple's media event in San Francisco by saying that the iPad is the, quote, clearest expression of our vision of the future of personal computing, end quote. As an example of that vision, iPad Pro, with its ancillary but desirable peripherals, is coming in November 2015. Here's what's new in iPad land. We'll start with an appetizer, the iPad Mini 4. Compared to the iPad Mini 3, which it replaces, this revision of the smallest iPad is thinner and faster and boasts a better camera for the same price. Cases made for the iPad Mini 3 may not fit. Check with the manufacturer before buying. It's available now, as are select previous models, some at lower prices. But that's not what you came here for, right? Well, here you go. The so often rumored it became a running joke iPad Pro is indeed coming. And in three colors, silver, gold, and space gray. Sometime in November. The device looks almost like every other iPad you've ever seen, except this one has a 12.9-inch screen containing 5.6 million pixels in a housing that is 12 inches, 305.7 millimeters high, by 8.68 inches, 220.6 millimeters wide, by 0.2 inch, 6.9 millimeters deep. Just a smidgen thicker than an iPad Air 2. It weighs 1.57 pounds, 713 grams, just a smidgen heavier than the original iPad. Internally, the iPad Pro features Apple's latest A9X processor with an M9 motion coprocessor that exceeds the performance of previous models, as Apple's comparison chart makes abundantly clear. What it all boils down to, though, according to Apple, is that this device is faster than 80% of the portable computers it shipped in the last year, possibly including some developed by a company in Cupertino. The screen dimensions, 2,732 by 2,048 pixels, at the iPad's standard Retina display pixel density of 264 pixels per inch, are deliberate. The shorter dimension is exactly the same as the height of an iPad Air or iPad Air 2 screen, allowing for the full vertical display of an iPad app when the iPad Pro is in landscape mode. This leaves ample room on the side for a second app's display by way of iOS 9's new split view feature. Added to all that are four speakers, two on the top and two on the bottom, designed to provide high-quality stereo playback no matter how the device is oriented. It also offers the same 10-hour battery life that has been standard for nearly every iPad since the first model. A faster iPad with better sound and a bigger screen, big enough in fact that the on-screen keyboard is full size, is not all that makes this device a professional model. It's the accessories that make it a possible substitute for the typical notebook computer hauled around by a traveling professional. The first is the Smart Keyboard that serves the same function as the Smart Cover available for other iPads, except that this cover has an integrated physical keyboard with cloth-covered 4mm high keys that are, quote, laser ablated to form the shape of each key, end quote. According to Apple, the cloth covering provides tactile feedback without requiring a thicker mechanism. The Smart Keyboard makes use of three small magnetic smart connectors on the side of the iPad Pro to both power the keyboard and communicate with the iPad Pro. The direct connection means that no squirrely Bluetooth pairing is required, nor is there any risk of some nearby Bluetooth hacker surreptitiously purloining your keystrokes. The second accessory is the type of device that Steve Jobs summarily dismissed, but that our own Josh Centers predicted in January, or February rather, a stylus called the Apple Pencil. As is typical of many Apple takes on existing devices, this is no ordinary stylus. The Apple Pencil includes sensors that communicate 240 times per second with other circuitry built into the iPad Pro screen to provide precise motion, location, tilt, and force data. Check out the impressive Johnny Ive video explaining how the Apple Pencil works. Of course, such a stylus requires power, which is why Apple built a lightning connector into the top of the Apple Pencil. Plug it into the iPad Pro for 15 seconds to give it enough charge for 30 minutes of use. A full charge can power the Apple Pencil for 12 hours. Apple showed how the iPad Pro could support both office and creative tasks. Kirk Konigsbauer from Microsoft demoed office apps working side by side on the screen, with a user scribbling notes right on the document using the Apple Pencil and efficiently copying and pasting data between windows. Next up was Eric Snowden from Adobe, who showed off a non-destructive layout workflow with text, a photo, and a drawing in a three-app suite of Adobe apps, Comp CC, Photoshop Sketch, and the new Photoshop Fix. But as the folk in info commercials inevitably ask, how much will all of this cost you? For the iPad Pro, it depends on the model. The low-end model with Hi-Fi and 32 gigabytes of storage will cost $799. The high-end Wi-Fi model with 128 gigabytes of storage will cost $949. And a high-end model with 128 gigabytes of storage and both Wi-Fi and cellular capabilities will sell for $1,079. The smart keyboard will run you $169, and the Apple Pencil scribbles another $99 onto your bill. In other words, about $1,347 for a top-of-the-line portable setup weighing less than 2 pounds. Compare the price of the iPad Pro to $1,449 for a fast MacBook Air, a 13-inch model with a 2.2 GHz dual-core Intel Core i7 processor, 8 GB of RAM, and 256 GB of flash storage, which, by the way, lacks both a Retina display and cellular connectivity, and weighs a full pound more than a fully tricked-out iPad Pro. While many professionals need an actual Mac, with all the software and attendant services it can exploit, many others do not. It seems likely that the iPad Pro will eat up some of the sales that would otherwise be destined for the MacBook Air and the new 12-inch MacBook. Apple is no stranger to cannibalizing one product line for the benefit of another. The iPhone pretty much killed the iPod. And the iPad Pro may continue that tradition. Apple has long labored at developing advanced technology that makes itself and the device containing it almost disappear in order to provide a richly immersive user experience. That's Apple's vision of personal computing. The iPad Pro with its smart keyboard and Apple Pencil are an impressive-looking, if not inexpensive, next step in that vision. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for penciling me in.